The drought's effect on the size of the U.S. cattle herd. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield, Ag News for America. The drought has resulted in less feed and fewer cows to rebuild a cattle herd.
Even though cow slaughter levels are running below a year ago by about 100,000 head year-to-date, they're still at very elevated levels from a historical standpoint. So until we can get some better feed supplies around us, unfortunately, we're going to continue to see this cow herd shrink.
Cattle Facts market analyst Kevin Good tells Brownfield's John Perkins that the drought is reducing supplies and should support prices over the long term.
We are going to have smaller harvest rates through the second half of this year for fed cattle. That'll be partially offset by continued heavy weight. So supplies will be manageable as we go from here forward, from summer to fall. Expect a pretty good rally on into the fall. And if we want to think about it longer term into 2013 and 14, not only tighter beef supplies because of the cattle numbers, but we can also think about what higher corn values do to both the pork and the broiler industry, and it's harder on them than it is us. So expect tighter total protein supplies in the next couple of years, which should support higher fed cattle prices and beef prices.
Although there are more feeder cattle coming in from Mexico, that can't be sustained for long.
They've been in prolonged drought south of the border in Mexico for a number of years. And, of course, with record high calf values for the first half of this year, we're seeing imports from Mexico up about 200,000, 250,000 head, you know, through the first half of the year. That's a trend that probably can continue short term as you think about the rest of this year, John. But they've liquidated about 30% of their cow herd in the last decade. So that's a trend that can't go on forever because they just don't have the cows down there to produce the calves to send.
USDA semi annual cattle inventory showed a record small herd for this time of the year. And while the total number of cattle on feed was larger than expected, it should shrink in coming months.
You know, it's unfortunate for a cow-calf producer in here, especially for in a drought area. We're stuck with a higher feed bill. And even though calf values are going to be pretty strong from a historical standpoint, short term here, you know, as the market sorts it out, you know, calf values are definitely off their spring highs by quite a bit, John. So one thing, if we've got the feed and we can carry the cattle on into especially next year and make yearlings or fed cattle out of them, I think we've probably got a better opportunity of improving our returns just trying to get past this initial shock of the $8 corn.
The total U.S. cattle herd as of July 1st is 97.8 million head. That's down 2% on the year. It's also lower than what was expected prior to the report. Kevin Good is a senior market analyst with Cattle Facts. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield, Ag News for America.